The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter Number 31, Text Number 19, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on September 29th, 2009, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter Number 31, Text Number 19. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Dayaya sarvabhuteshu.
Dayaya sarvabhuteshu.
Santushcha yena kena va.
Santushcha yena kena va.
Sarvendriyo pashantyacho. Tushyat yashu janardana. Dayaya sarva bhuteshu. Santushya yena kena va. Sarvendriyo pashantyacha. Tushyat yashu janardana. Translation and prayer board by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. By showing mercy to all living entities, being satisfied somehow or other, and controlling the senses from sense enjoyment, one can very quickly satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Janardana. These are some of the ways in which the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be satisfied by the devotee. The first item mentioned is dayaya sarvabhuteshu, showing mercy to all conditioned souls. The best way to show mercy is to spread Krishna consciousness. The entire world is suffering for want of this knowledge. People should know that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the original cause of everything. Knowing this, everyone should engage directly in His service, devotional service. Those who are actually learned, advanced in spiritual understanding, should preach Krishna consciousness all over the world so that people may take to it and make their lives successful. The word sarvabhuteshu is significant because it applies not only to human beings, but to all the living entities appearing in the 8,400,000 species of life. The devotee can do good not only to humanity, but to all living entities as well. Everyone can benefit spiritually by chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. When the transcendental vibration of Hare Krishna is sounded, even the trees, animals, and insects benefit. Thus, when one chants the Hare Krishna mantra, Maha Mantra, loudly, he actually shows mercy to all living entities. To spread the Krishna consciousness movement throughout the world, the devotees should be satisfied in all conditions. Narayana parasarve na kushtaschana bibhyati. Sarga parvarga narakeshu api to yarata darshinaha. Bhagavatam 6:17-28. It does not matter to the pure devotee if he has to go to hell to preach. The Supreme Lord lives in the heart of a hog, although the Lord is in Vaikuntha. Even while preaching in hell, the pure devotee remains a pure devotee by his constant association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To attain this state, one has to control his senses. The senses are automatically controlled when one's mind is engaged in the service of the Lord. Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Raguna Tanvitam Tam Sujiva Sadaita Zavaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. Dayaya Sarvabhuteshu. Showing mercy to all living entities. This is the way to quickly satisfy Krishna. Many devotees ask me, they say, well, how can I advance quickly in Krishna consciousness? This is the answer. Dayaya sarvabhuteshu. By showing mercy to all living entities. This is the secret of how to quickly advance in Krishna consciousness. Why is that? Why does it work like that? The principle is the more you give mercy, the more you get mercy. So whatever you realized about Krishna, whatever you have realized about Krishna, share that with the world. Don't be shy about Krishna consciousness. To be shy means to be a miser. To boldly preach Krishna consciousness, that is compassion. The materialists criticize, oh, you are proud, you are egotistical. You're trying to convert me to your religion. But that is not a fact. There's no question of converting someone to Krishna consciousness. Why is that? Jivara Sarupahai Krishnara Nichidav. Everyone is already Krishna conscious. Simply the clouds of Maya are clubbing itself. Tribhir Gunamaya Bhavai Revi Sarvam Vidam Jagat Mohitam Navijanati Mam Vibhya Paramam Yayam. Deluded by the three modes, goodness, passion, and ignorance, the whole world does not know me, who am above the modes and inexhaustible. We're not trying to convert somebody to a religion. We're simply trying to save them from the suffering condition within the three modes of nature. That's all. Whatever religion you choose to profess, sir, that's your business. That's fine with us. But just don't remain within the modes of material nature. That's all. Come out of the modes of nature. Come to the platform of pure goodness, Shuddha Sattva. And then any religion you want to worship, that's fine. Do you want to be a Christian, a Muslim, a Buddhist, a Jew, whatever you want, that's all right. But do not remain within the modes of nature, you see. So, to preach Krishna consciousness, the science of becoming free from the modes of nature, that is the greatest act of compassion. Even if we have to go to hell, one should not be concerned about any his own position, you see. Prabhupada says, satisfied in all conditions. So even if I have to go to hell to preach Krishna consciousness, just like in the early days, there was no Krishna consciousness in Russia. Prabhupada ordered my godbrother that you go and you preach in Russia. He complained, but Srila Prabhupada, what about my Krishna consciousness? What about my consciousness? Prabhupada says, damn your consciousness. He wanted this devotee to go and preach, to be merciful upon the poor people of Russia. Were suffering within the modes of nature. So, if we sacrifice our own so-called material comforts for the sake of helping others,
and
Krishna becomes so pleased, especially Lord Chaitanya is pleased. Lord Chaitanya is in great anxiety to see the conditioned soul suffering in the cycle of birth and death. So one who takes up this mission of assisting Lord Chaitanya in delivering the conditioned soul, becomes very, very dear to Lord Chaitanya. Because he's relieving the, helping to relieve the pain of Lord Chaitanya. So therefore, one should know these secrets. How to become very quickly situated in blissful Krishna consciousness. If one will apply these secrets, you become ecstatic. Brahma-bhuta prasanatma nasochati nakankshati samaksarveshu bhuteshu madbhaktim labhate param. One who is thus transcendentally situated at once comes to the level of Brahman and becomes absolutely ecstatic. He never laments, nor does he hanker for anything. He's equally disposed towards all living entities. And in that state, Krishna says, he attains pure devotional service unto me.
1854,
Bhagavad Gita. And then the next verse, Krishna elaborates even further. Bhakti mam vijanati yavanyash chashmi tatvatah tato mam tatvato yadva vishate tad anantaram. One can understand me as I am, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, only by devotional service.
Žmogus gali suprasti mane tokį, koks aš iš tikrųjų esu, kaip aukščiausias Dievo asmuo, tik per atsidavimo tarnystę.
And when one is in full consciousness of me by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God.
Ir kai tokios tarnystės dėka jis pilnai tampa sąmoningas apie mane, jis gali įeiti į Dievo karalystę.
So what is the price for the ticket to Golok?
Todėl kokia yra kaina bilieto į Goloką?
You have to understand who is Krishna.
Jūs turite suprasti, kas yra Krishna.
And what empowers you to understand who is Krishna?
Ir kas įgalina jūs suvokti, kas yra Krishna?
Being fully absorbed in devotional service. And the easiest way to become absorbed in devotional service is to try to share it with everybody. The devotees here in the temple, the guests who come to the temple, the members of the devotee community, and all living entities throughout the world. Even the bugs and the snakes and the trees and the flowers. By doing this, if you can't do anything else, then chant Hare Krishna in ecstasy. Bolo Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And by your loud chanting, you will benefit all living entities. So you don't have to be a big Paramahamsa. All you have to do is chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then you do the greatest service for the suffering souls of this world. There is nothing that pleases Prabhupada more than this preaching attitude. I know from my instructions that Prabhupada personally gave me how much he was happy if one showed an enthusiasm for spreading this movement. When I became initiated disciple, Prabhupada was not physically present. My yagya was performed by His Holiness Vishnu Janaswami. So I had to send my dakshina, guru dakshina, by post to Prabhupada. I was thinking, this is a very nice opportunity. Now I can write Prabhupada letters. So I told Srila Prabhupada I wanted to spread this movement. And he really liked them. He wrote me back, giving me the amounts of the checks down to the exact penny. Just like a meticulous bookkeeper. And then he told me, he said, I can see you are a very sincere, enthusiastic boy. Eager for pushing forward this Krishna consciousness movement. He said, now if you will just continue enthusiastically as you are doing, surely Krishna will bless you. So I thought, what a wonderful instruction I got from Prabhupada. He ordered me, I have to always be enthusiastic about preaching. And then if I did so, I would get Krishna's blessings. So I was thinking, I will surrender to my spiritual master. I will follow his order. I don't care what happens in the temple. I don't care what happens in the movement. I will always, under all circumstances, be eager to push forward this movement. And you know what? It worked. Prabhupada's order worked. Krishna's been showering me with mercy ever since. So I'm just trying to share it with you, all this mercy I'm getting from Krishna and Prabhupada. I'm just trying to share it with all of you. In fact, there's so much nectar coming from Srila Prabhupada and Krishna that the whole world can drown in this ocean of nectar. We can solve all the problems of the world. We can make every man, woman, animal, every man, woman, child, and every even and every animal happy. You seen how skinny the cows are in India? Oh, it's horrible. They're so skinny. And the dogs are even worse. But if Krishna consciousness becomes accepted by the people of this planet, everybody will be happy. Everybody will be fatty and jolly. Nicely fed with prasadam. Even the animals will be jolly, you see. Stout and strong, you see. So in this way, we must try to spread this Krishna conscious movement. So that everyone can taste the bliss of existence. Did you know that? Existence by its very nature is blissful.
Just to be,
that is called the living entity is known as Atmaram. That simply means existence for his existence itself is exuberant and ecstatic. But if you try to be something that you're not, as we are trying to do right now in this material world, then we miss out on that constitutional ecstasy. And instead of swimming in an ocean of nectar, you know what kind of ocean we swim in? Ocean of poison. Or I can say an ocean of vomit. Stool and urine. So, don't swim in an ocean of vomit and stool and urine. Swim in this ocean of nectar by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And take this ocean of nectar and flood the whole planet with it. And you know what we're going to do after we flood the planet Earth with this ocean of nectar? We're going to flood the whole universe with it. So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Sakom, kad viešpats Čaitanja, kai įėjo į Kanapos mišką, jis tik pradėjo kitą tą Krišną, visi net tigrai, net stirnos, kai sakant, vieni kitam piešiškai, jie apsikabino ir šoko. Mes tuo mes ne viešpačiais, kai jis sakė, mes galime irgi išvaduoti, kai komentarą buvo minėta, bet mes ne viešpačiai Čaitanja, Prabhupada mums davė malonę tokį, bet mūsų bet dar užtešti, bet jeigu mes, kaip mes tai galime padaryti, kad visi gyvūnai galėtų būti eini į mišką kartu ir apsikabinę tą patį darą.
You have mentioned that not only human beings, but and animals can be saved. And like Lord Chaitanya did,
Dad?
Animals can be saved.
Saved, yeah. Yeah.
And like Lord Chaitanya did, but we are not on the same level as Lord Chaitanya. We are still impure. So how is it possible? How it would be possible for us to do something?
No, I was saying, Prabhupada said if Krishna Kanya's movement becomes established, then the animals will be jolly also by being well fed.
Aš paminėjau tai, kad Prabhupada sakė, kad Jeigu Krišnos sąmonės pasklis pasaulyje, tai gyvūnai bus laimingi, ta prasme, kad jie bus gerai pavalgę.
They won't be skinny like they are now.
Nebus tokie sukūdę kaip dabar.
The cows will be happily mooing in the field.
Karvės laimingos vaikščios per laukus.
Without fear of the slaughterhouse.
Be baimės būti paskirstom.
When the cows are happy, the whole planet will become happy.
Ir kai karvės laimingos, tai visa planeta laiminga.
Next question.
Kitas klausimas.
I wanted to ask, if a person wants to give something to other person, does he must be realized in that thing which he wants to give?
Naturally.
Naturally, žinoma.
Do you know that Krishna is God?
Žinot, kad Krishna yra Dievas.
Let me ask you, is Krishna the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Yes or no? Very good. So you're realized. Now you tell the others, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tell everybody. Tell the whole world. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Next question. Yeah.
Srila Gurudev, you have mentioned that we should rise beyond the modes of nature, three modes. So it's easy to understand about the, how to go beyond lower modes, but how to go beyond mode of goodness.
Yes.
Aš paklausiu, kad mokytas sakė, kad reikia virš trijų būnų pakilti ir gana nesunku suprasti, kaip pakilti virš tų žemesniųjų, bet kaip, ką reiškia pakilti dar ir virš tos trečiosios darybės.
In the mode of goodness, one becomes very happy.
Darybės būnų žmogus tampa labai laimingas.
Very peaceful.
Labai ramus.
But if you're too attached to that happiness and that peacefulness,
bet jeigu per daug žmogus prisiriša prie tos laimės ir ramybės,
and you're not willing to do, put yourself into an unhappy, unpeaceful situation for the sake of helping others,
ir jeigu jis nenori pastatyti save į, nes, į sunkias ir nelaimingas sąlygas tam, kad padėt kitiem,
that will hold back your spiritual progress.
Tai sulaikys dvasinę pažangą.
So the devotee who is willing to put himself into unhappy, unpeaceful circumstances for the sake of helping others, he is transcending the mode of goodness.
Ir todėl tas atsidavęs, kuris netgi paukoja savo ramybę ir laimę tam, kad padėtų kitiem, jis peržengia tą.
Just like a book distributor, for example.
Kaip, pavyzdžiui, knygų platintojai.
Is it very happy for people to say, no, 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 for hours? I don't want a book. Get away from me. Is that happy?
Ar tai labai suteikia daug džiaugsmo, kai kažkas vis sako, ne, 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 nereikia.
Is that a very peaceful thing? Oh, it makes me feel so peaceful and happy to hear people say, no, get away from me.
Ar tai labai daug suteikia džiaugsmo ir ramybės, kai žmonės nuvaro jūs, dingi, šia, dingi.
I don't want your stupid book.
Nenoriu kvailų knygų.
Get out of here, I'm going to call the police on you, crooks.
Dingite šia, aš skambysiu policijai, niekšai.
Does that make one jolly and happy to hear all that stuff?
Padaro tai žmogų laimingą, kad išklausyt tokių kalbų.
But the devotee who is willing to do the austerity for the sake of helping other people to be Krishna conscious,
bet atsidavęs, kuris nori atlikti askezę tam, kad padėtų kitiem žmonėms,
he becomes immediately situated beyond the mode of goodness and pure goodness, you see.
Jisai iš karto pakyla virš darybės į tyrą darybę.
And then when he actually meets someone who wants a book,
tada, kai jis sutinka tą, kuris iš tikrųjų nori knygos,
he tastes an inconceivable nectar millions of times greater than happiness in the mode of goodness.
Jis paragauja laimės milijardus kartų didesnės negu laimė darybė.
That makes up for all the no's he had here. It makes up for all the no, 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 get out of here that he had to hear.
Kurie, kaip sakant, nusveria tos visus, ne, ne, dink ir panašiai.
I remember we were on a Harinam party one time in Miami.
Prisimenu, vieną kartą Miami'e buvau Harinamoje.
And there was a book distributor across the street selling those big Krishna books.
Ir vienas knygų platintojas ėjo gatve ir pardavinėjo dideles Krishnos knygas.
And after so many no's, this devotee sold somebody a Krishna book. And he was in so much ecstasy, he was jumping up and down, jumping. In the ecstasy of love of God that I have sold, that Krishna book has gone out to a conditioned soul. So that's the easiest way to transcend the modes of nature. Go out on book distribution. The first chance you can get, run out on the street with some books. That's the easiest, quickest way to get beyond the modes of nature. Next question. Anyone else? Yes. Yeah.
You have mentioned that we should not try to convert people to religion, to change their religion. For example, if we meet some Christian and we tell him about Krishna, he will become irritated. So how should we do?
We are not converting people to a different religion. Because there's no such thing as different religions. Different religions is a material conception. Christ was teaching pure bhakti. Lord Chaitanya was teaching pure bhakti. It is the same religion, pure bhakti. But they have given these false designations, Christian, Jew, Hindu, Muslim, etc. This is politics. It is not bhakti. So our program is to bring people out to the bhakti of pure bhakti. That is the conversion that we are doing. We are bringing them out of the false conception, the false bodily level, onto the level of pure bhakti. That is our conversion program. In the name of religion, what they are doing is simply irreligion. You can't be religious while you're killing the cow. In the spiritual world, everyone is vegetarian. There's no cow killing in the spiritual world. But these fools, they think they can eat meat and go to the kingdom of God. So we want to save them, we want to convert them from your religion to religion. That is our conversion process. There's no such thing as changing religions. The only change you can make is to go from irreligion to religion. The fact is, in the name of religion, they are actually irreligious people. Anyone who is eating meat, they are not connected with God. Or if they are connected, it is a very, very weak connection. Because they are trying to light the fire of love of God, but they are pouring water on it at the same time, of sinful water. So we, by becoming Krishna conscious, they will become the perfect Christian, the perfect Muslim, the perfect Buddhist, the perfect Jew, the perfect Hindu, the perfect Sikh, the perfect Jain. They will become perfect in religion. That is the conversion we want to make. Not that to switch from one bodily designation to another bodily designation. Next question. Yeah.
Uh,
klausimas buvo toksai, kad, reiškia, ar gali mokytis paaiškinti skirtumus tarp pasidavimo tarnystės pradedančiajam, paskui tam, kuris jau pažengė, ir dvasiniam mokytis.
Could you explain the difference of devotional service of practice for one who is a beginner, for one who is advanced, and for one who is spiritual master?
All three of them do the same thing.
Visi trys, visos trys kategorijos daro tą patį dalyką.
Man manama man bhakto majanji man namaskuru mam me vashashi yogvai vang atmanang matpadayinaha. Engage your mind always in thinking of me. Offer obeisances and worship me. Being completely absorbed in me, certainly you will come to me.
Krishna sako, kad visą laiką galvok apie mane, garbink mane, tap mano bhakta, ir visą laiką pasinėrėsi mane, tokiu būdu tu sugrįši pas mane.
The difference is this.
Ir skirtumas yra toks.
The beginner does it on the order of the spiritual master.
Pradedantysis daro tai dvasinio mokinio nurodymo vedamas.
It's like one may not want to come to Guru Puja. But the spiritual master comes to the Brahmacharya ashram and orders him, go to Guru Puja. And then he surrenders to the order of the spiritual master. And he's dancing in ecstasy in Guru Puja. So that is the neophyte level. One feels more inclined to serve his senses. But his spiritual master orders him, no, you serve Krishna instead. So under the pressure of Guru's order, he serves Krishna instead. That is neophyte, you see. But by repeatedly surrendering to the order of the spiritual master and tasting so much nectar, he thinks, why should I sleep during Guru Puja? This is more fun than sleeping. So he becomes addicted to Guru Puja. And he would even dream of sleeping during Guru Puja. Now he's an advanced devotee. And he becomes very solid in that advancement. And becomes expert at guiding others. Then we honor him as being a spiritual master. So our time has run out.
Taigi mūsų laikas pasibaigė.
And we thank you all very much for coming to the class today.
Ir dėkui visiems, kad atvykote į paskaitą šiandien.
And especially those of you who are watching online today, we'd like to really thank you for being our cyber audience this morning.
Ypač tiem, kurie per internetą stebi, norim jums padėkoti, kad žiūrit.
Tonight's lecture will be where?
Vedic Center.
Vedic Cultural Center at what time?
6:30.
Will that be online also tonight? Okay, so 6:30 tonight, Lithuanian time. For those of you who are watching from other time zones, we will be 6:30 tonight from the Vedic Culture Center here in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Ir šiandien vakare, pusės septynių Lietuvos laiku, bus taip pat transliacija iš Vedų kultūros centro paskaitos.
So we thank you all very much for your participation in this Krishna Conscious movement.
Taigi dėkui jums visiems už dalyvavimą šiam Krishna sąmonės judėjime.
And we invite you to dive deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into this ocean of unlimited nectar.
Ir kviečiam jūs nerti vis giliau, giliau ir giliau į šitą transcendentinę nektaro vandenyną.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Is divine grace Shrimad Sankarshanda Sadhikari Maharaj ki jai.